Jim Spirit, it's March 25th, 2012, forward operating base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I'm with the W-5. Sir, please tell me your name.
Gary Button.
And Mr. Button, I think you and I are close to the same age. How old are you, sir?
54.
And I know that you and I were talking earlier, so what are you doing here? I know why I got here. Shouldn't we be home watching the TV or something?
We should. I'm here as well as you in support of the defense of our country.
I know that in the civilian world you have an interesting job. Please tell me what you do.
I fly airplanes for American Airlines.
That's amazing, because I came over on American Airlines just to let you know on this journey. I cashed in my miles, as I told you earlier. I understand in some conversation you've got a long career. Briefly tell me a little bit about when you first came in the military and bring me up to where we are right now.
I came in the Army in November of 1979. I went to basic training, then on to flight school as my advanced training. Became a aviator, warrant officer aviator. Went to Fort Campbell, Kentucky for almost 5 years. A few deployments at Fort Campbell. Then went on to my advanced course, fixed wing school, and then to the MI in Korea. After Korea, for a year, came back, went to Fort Bragg to the U.S. Army parachute team flying airplanes. Got out of the Army, got a job with Transworld Airlines. Went to the reserves, was in the reserves from 1988 to 1996. From there, I went to the Georgia National Guard, been there ever since, up through my deployment here last month.
Now, if I remember correctly, in a previous conversation, did I hear you say you retired once and here you are again?
Yes, I did retire once, and yes, I am back. So,
well, you're in good company, obviously, because I keep telling my wife, as I mentioned to you earlier, yeah, no, this is the last trip, honey, this is the last trip. But so, obviously, we're both a little bit addicted to being with some good people here.
Yes, sir, that's a fact.
Again, on a little bit of history, you were in Balad, if I remember correctly. Tell me a little bit about your time in Balad, because I was there at the same time.
I was there from early 04 to early 05. I was with the C-23 guys, and we used to fly all over Iraq. So it was an exciting time, wild, wild west, and you know, just another one of those hanging out with good guy years.
And I think you had told me earlier you were there around 04, 05, right?
Yes, sir.
Which is the same time I was there. I remember manifesting people onto those Sherpas, and it was always an early morning flight, if I remember correctly.
Yes, sir, it was.
So how did it come about that you've decided to come in one more time and do this mission here in Afghanistan? Have you been to Afghanistan before?
No, sir. Haven't been to Afghanistan before. I wound up being the only IP from our state while all the Blackhawks in the state were deployed last year. As the year went along, I sort of found myself entangled in this unit, and I came along with them. You know, I was asked to come along with them. I came. So here I am.
Well, welcome to here, and as you can tell, it's a little remote, and it's a little rough living, but once people come here, they always want to stay.
Yes, I think it's a little rough. It's not as rough as my early years in Honduras, but the living is not as casual as a lot of people would like it to be, but it's fine. It's a nice place.
Before we go any further, I want you to tell me just a little bit. You have a son that does an interesting job as well, right? Tell me a little bit about this.
Yes, I have a son that is a Black Hawk pilot in the U.S. Army. He's currently at Fort Rucker, Alabama, and he is an instructor pilot there.
Has there ever been a time where you were both deployed at the same time?
Yes, as a matter of fact, when I went to Balad, he was with the 82nd Airborne as a combat medic, and he was on his way out when I was on my way in. We got together at Balad and had a nice little conversation, and I got to talk for an hour or so before he left.
So a lot of father and sons have matching Chevy pickups. Is it possible you'll have matching Blackhawks in the driveway one day? Is that what we have to look forward to here?
Well, I don't know. He'll probably have the same pictures on his wall that I have on mine. So a few different people in it and younger people, but he'll probably have the same.
The name of the project that I'm doing is called 10 Years Later. Can you go back 10 years ago and remember where you were around... 6 months after 9/11, bringing into about March of 2002?
Sure. 6 months after 9/11. Well, right after 9/11 sometime, and I don't think it was quite 6 months yet, we were activated to go to work for some fellows up at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, the 160th. Right there out of their hangar, and we carried parts around for them while they were here. We've done a lot of support of bringing the first troops, special forces troops, when they hit the U.S. soil, we would pick them up and take them back home. So yeah, I was a little busy. We had some busy times there, but that's where I was 10 years ago.
I ask everybody this question. Did you think 10 years ago that today did you see a possibility of you being here doing exactly what you're doing now?
No, sir. Never have. Not here in Afghanistan, not 10 years later. No, sir.
And I also ask everybody else the same question, this follow-up question, so to speak. What do you think, where will we be 10 years from now?
I hope we won't be here. I would hope that the world would get along for a change, and I don't know if that'll ever happen until we all think alike, look alike, and act alike, and what a boring world that'd be.
This mission that you're on here now is kind of unique. It's the Army supporting the Marines. Talk to me a little bit about how that works in one accord.
Well, in a way, it's a breath of fresh air because the Marines have a certain way of doing things that the Army doesn't do that way. They're a little bit more leaning forward in the foxhole, even though the Army does quite a bit. Just a different organization. They have different language. They look a little bit different, and they walk and talk differently. So other than that, the Army's been my life, and that's why it's strange, I guess. 30 years in the Army, and all of a sudden you're trying to talk a different language with these guys. So,
very good. If you could convey to everybody listening, and I know we've kind of hinted on it all the way around, what's one thing you'd like to convey to everybody about why you are here and doing what you're doing on a personal level, just about Mr. Button? Why are you here and doing what you're doing?
I'm doing my part. It's better for me than somebody else, but I just feel I'm here with a bunch of good people. They do it because they want to do it. We feel we're making a difference.
Very good. Mr. Button, I appreciate you taking time out to speak with me. Maybe halfway down the track, we'll come back and chat with you somewhere along the line. What do you think about that?
Yes, sir. Anytime.
Very good. This is Jim Sperry with W5 Mr. Button here at Forward Operating Base Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.